following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
You ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of Q-list celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up, to playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life, no idea. I swear.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel a little feeling on it. To the end of the road. Teenage dream, the way you turn me on.
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
School's out. The kids are on summer vacation. They're enjoying all the... Oh, wait. Yeah. Really?
Pool's open. Oh, no, it's not.
It's even starting to wear. I've been trying to be optimistic about this whole thing. Okay, get it over with. Give us what we need. Fate, Mother Nature, powers that be. If it's got to rain, fine. But when the kids are out there trying to compete at the track meet, at the tennis meet, at the golf meet, give us doable weather. Memorial weekend, give us nice weather. I mean, that's the payoff. That's all I'm asking. That's a trade-off here. If it can't be that nice right now in the middle of May, good Lord, then let's just get a little trade-off.
Look, I asked Ron Blaze the other day. I'll ask you. Is it the worst spring?
No.
No?
They didn't have to run in snow once.
Okay. I just cannot remember a day where there were
big track meets. It wasn't great, but I think we say this every year, Tony. I think we say it every year. Either you have good weather to practice in or you have good weather to have meets in. I mean, it's still spring in Nebraska.
Fair enough.
You go fishing every year. It's not very nice in April. You ever been out there where it's balmy? And I know you'll run around with your shirt off when it's 40, but I mean, seriously. I mean,
but I just think you usually get a stretch of 8 or 10 days, which you get to warm up and practice outside and have some of the best times. I don't think we're close to having the best times, the best heights in events that these kids could have.
Well, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be ideal conditions in Omaha. It may not be cold. I guess that's the one thing. I mean, you look out there and it looks cold, and it's really temperature-wise. It's not cold. We're not in the 30s right now. But wind and rain, tough to run in on those all-weather tracks, but they'll go. As long as it's safe, it will affect some of the events. Can't really pole vault in something like this, but we'll be there, and we'll be giving you updates on our network of stations, our family of stations. I'll be heading down to Burke Stadium and be there for you Friday and Saturday. State tennis is underway, and, of course, state golf is next week. We'll be talking about that. Also, UNK baseball begins the NCAA tournament this afternoon. I want to let you know that if you want to listen to the game, there is a link on Lopers.com. They're getting a feed from another or from somebody that's up there at St. Cloud, Minnesota, that will be doing the ball game. So that's what's coming up there. Go to Lopers.com, find out more information. They play at 3:30 this afternoon. On the show today, Jeff Hall of the Long Haul Bombers. You've been hearing about the Bass Bash softball event that's going on this weekend, and there is a lot of stuff going on this weekend. But make time to make it up to Memorial Field on Saturday night. There's a meet and greet tomorrow night. There's the alumni game. There's a tournament if the weather will permit that. But they will go on with the Home Run Derby Saturday night at Memorial Field. And these are the guys that you see on TV that
this
hit the ball 500.
Act.
I mean, this is entertainment, and you will not believe how far these guys can hit softballs. And Jeff Hall will join us coming up later on in the show. Vince Pelster, Hastings St. Cecilia Track, is going to join us. And Joe Drape of the New York Times is going to join us to talk about the Preakness Stakes. The field of 14 was drawn in yesterday. And Animal Kingdom is a 2-1 favorite. No, that's too low.
Yes, it was shocked when I saw that. I expected 4-5, 2-1. 2-1.
4-5. Should be 6-1. 5-1.
No, I expected 4 or 5 to 1.
Yeah. Okay.
I did not expect the 2-1.
Dialed in, the favorite at the Derby is running in this race, 9-2. I will be interested to see what they do here, Tony, because running that race at the Kentucky Derby, he stayed back. And I don't think a full field of 20 horses or 19 or 18 others in this case really affected his race. And he's second favorite at 9-2. And so I find that, I mean, if he runs the same race he did in the Derby, he'll have the same result.
Well,
hit the board.
Well, they don't think it's going to be the same race in the Derby. Nick Zito really touting this horse again. He says it's the best eighth place finish. You don't get anything for it, but it's the greatest eighth place finish you would ever want to see. The way that he closed, any pace scenario, he would have been right there. They ran it too slow. They get a pace scenario. He thinks dialed in is your horse to beat. And he likes his horse's chances, and who can blame him? Zito's been around a long time, one of the legendary trainers in the sport of kings.
Well, let's talk a little track, because the State High School track meet does get going tomorrow. Classes C and A will be going at this time. Starts at 9 a.m. B and D will get going at 3:30 in the afternoon. And St. Cecilia's Vince Pelster is skipping class to be on the show with us. Coach, we sure appreciate you sneaking out for a couple of minutes. Are we ready to go? Are we ready to head to Omaha and put some big times up?
We're probably about as ready as we're going to get. You know, I walked in the middle of your conversation. I thought you were handicapping the state track meet.
Well, I know there's going to be some horses down there, and you have some of them trying to do it again. Coming off districts, give me your thoughts on where the team is coming out of districts. Did you get the spots you want to be going to Omaha?
Yeah, we got the qualifiers that we thought we could get coming out of our district. We didn't qualify with times as well as we had hoped. Part of that was weather. Part of it was where we're at health-wise at that point. We're hoping that we're 100% healthy now. There's a couple of guys that's kind of doubtful on, but, you do what you can do, and we're hoping that we're ready.
Vince, are the best times out there this year in track and field, not only for your kids but for the other kids competing in Omaha?
Are they out there?
Well, with the weather we've had, with the spring we've had, or there's still, I mean, could we see marked improvements if we get a nice day at Burke?
Well, are we going to get a nice day at Burke? That's the real question.
Okay.
No, we don't have great times out there because, you know, this hasn't been a spring sport. This has been a winter sport this year. We've ran in some of the worst weather I've ever seen. We hardly ever were able to practice. It was just an insane year to try to coach. Plus, things have been a little hectic on our team, and some of the guys were having some struggles. I refer to this track season as my As the World Turns season. it's just been one crazy thing after another.
Vince Pelster, Hastings St. Cecilia track coach. Of course, he and Alan Van Cura. Vince takes care of more of the boys, Alan with the girls. A good number of kids out there, and kids that have been there and done some things. A lot of juniors and seniors are headed back to Omaha. Give us some idea of where you think some kids could shine. I know Jordan's a kid that can do some good things. You got the Jackson boys. I mean, I'm sure you can break them all down, but where do you really look to score your points?
Well, you know, obviously we're really thrilled to have two state champions returning. You know, Blake Misek won the 100 last year. He's just now starting to look 100% competitive again. You know, he's struggled with conditioning this year. He took off and went to close up, and the weather just hasn't been good for him. But I think he's ready. I'm hoping that we've yet to see his best time this year. Because you know, a lot depends on his performances at state. I keep telling people I can't say it as a fact, but I think we have the first group of three boys qualifying in the pole vault for any school in Class C or D. These guys have just worked tremendously hard. You know, we went 13-8, 13-8, 14-2 at district, which puts us 1-2-3 as far as qualifying in the pole vault. You know, it would just be a magic day if those guys can finish that way at the meet, because they really have worked that hard. The rest of the team, you know, we're going to have a great day for the rest of the team to do much of anything. Don't forget our 4x1 relay. Yeah, we're qualified 24th, but we ran in gale force wind with a wind chill that I don't even want to talk about on Friday on a finish up day over at Henderson.
Yeah.
So you know, anything can happen out of that thing. I really hope that one comes out and does, you know, score some points for us. I don't want to write anybody off. I tell the boys anything can happen. You know, go up and run your best race and hope it's good enough.
Well, what a time to be a carpenter in the Hastings area. They're just building more and more trophy cases over there, because this group of kids has put so many state championship medals and trophies in the case. Is this a team to defend this title?
Well, you know, we think we are. On paper, we look like we're number two, you know, because Tri-County has some real quality boys qualified. But like we've been number two and won it before. You know, we going in, we thought we were number two and came out number one. I'm hoping that we can do it again. You know, just excited about the kids. You know, they are excited about going to state. They're disappointed in how they sit, and they want to prove something about themselves when they get there.
Vince, I know Lincoln Christian is another team that has one of those special kids that could pop off in the 30s and maybe sweep all four events. Do you match up against some Tri-County kids or some Lincoln Christian kids where individual matchups may determine this team race?
It looks to me like Tri-County and us and, you know, the kid from Lincoln Christian, Gilpin, are all in the 100 and 200. And that could be a really interesting and interesting race, and it could be a turning point. Yeah, it could determine who's going to be state champions.
Vince, I guess the question that has to be asked, I don't even know the rules, but how bad does it have to be in Omaha for them to postpone, and how do you have to adjust what the kids do in an off-track condition?
Well, as far as NSAA and postponement, those two words usually don't go together. they've told us we've been to some district track meets in which they wouldn't allow us to postpone, and we've ran in hail and snow and sleet and everything else to be able to, you know, meet their expectations of us. However, I have seen lightning delays. Lightning's going to stop us if anything does. Rain, wind, those aren't necessarily going to stop us to get to state meet, but it sure is going to ruin it as far as times. I don't know. I'd like to believe NSA would like to give us a chance to do our best, but, you know, quite honestly, that thing's almost got to get done on Friday and Saturday, because none of us can afford to house those kids up there. There's not rooms available for us beyond Saturday, you know, beyond Friday night. It's going to be, it would be just a horrible experience if they had to delay the meet. What was the other question?
Just asking.
Happens if we do delay?
What do you got to tell the kids about running in conditions like this? Is it different, or do they just do what they do?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a cliche. We show up for a track meet and the wind is blowing and the wind chill's in the 30s, and I look at them going, this is a St. Cecilia's Day. This is when the tough kids come out and compete. We don't worry about time. We don't worry about distance. We worry about beating who can beat. You know, and that's the attitude you have to take under horrible conditions, because, you know, you can't control what your time and distances are, but you're going to have to be able to compete against the other kid. You're going to have to be mentally and physically tough enough to be able to run in whatever conditions happen.
Vince, my last question is, and everybody in the area wants to know this, you either like the Blue Hawks and love them, or you're cheering against the Blue Hawks. It's that simple.
They're a dynasty.
They're a dynasty. People want to know how many more years of these boys are going through here that people are excited athletically about.
I've been here for 30 some years, and we've looked at kids and said, the power is going to disappear, we're going to fade away, and somehow, some way, you know, somebody starts to step up and fill the roles of the kids that graduated. If you were to talk to our coaching staff now, we're worried about our future, but you know, history says there's going to be a handful of kids who step up, meet the challenge. And you're still going to have to contend with the Blue Hawks.
Well, hopefully everything works out well, Vince. We appreciate you giving us some time. I know the girls have got some kids that are going to do some good things as well. And
hey, we got a great girls track team. Vancouver does a fantastic job of getting them prepared. You know, half the time the boys are going, can we outscore the girls? Because it's embarrassing to get on the bus and have them tell us that they beat us.
And they've both done well again this year. Veteran coach Vince Pelster of Hastings St. Cecilia. Coach, we'll see you in Omaha. Best of luck this weekend.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care of the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. It's going to be interesting meets in a lot of different places.
Four Jacksons, two girls, two boys. There's two farmers. There's Susies. Why wouldn't there be? That's Hastings Blue Hawk. I guess athletics.
It's a dynasty that continues, and tennis is underway. They've got some kids down there, and we're going to take a look at what's going on around the state as well. When we come back, we're going to be catching up with Jeff Hall from the Long Haul Bombers in our second half, talk a little long-distance softball and the travels that these guys make, and really a unique sport. Doesn't get talked about. You see it from time to time, but we'll get a chance to talk with Jeff. And coming up next, we head to New York City. New York.
Looking
go to New York. Talk to Joe Drape with the New York Times. He's been on the show before, written the book about the Smith Center Kansas football team, picked the only man in the Times syndicate that picked Animal Kingdom to win in the Kentucky Derby. We'll see what his thoughts are in the Preakness. We'll take a break. Be back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. To make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
To Nowitzki, into the lane, to the glass, laying it in.
Making all 24 free throws and hitting 12 of 15 shots from the floor for 48 points. In Game 1, Dirk was nasty.
I don't know how anybody in the universe could stop that.
But the Thunder got 40 from Kevin Durant, and we're still in it with a minute to go.
Game 2, Thunder, Mavericks, tonight at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As some showers and thunderstorms continue across the area for the day today, it'll be windy at times, a high of 62. For tonight, the showers and thunderstorms continue with a southeasterly breeze, low near 52 degrees.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jet Popper inbox is always open for your emails, and if you use the three words of the week like Bob has, you'll be in the running for tomorrow's drawing for a Big Dally Deli large combo meal. All you have to do is use what three words?
Fame, finish, and thunder.
And Bob says, got to love this Hall of Fame weather in Nebraska. The rain, lightning, and thunder will make it difficult for the spring sport athletes to be able to finish their seasons. Bob, thanks so much. And all you have to do is send those emails to us here, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, where we try to continue to get into the technology age. I don't know if that's the word I want to use, but check out the Facebook page that has been updated. Now, if you go to Facebook, there was a Doug and Daddy page put up a while back. Not an official page of this show, but we put some information on it from time to time. Go to the ESPN Superstation page. You might even type in Central Nebraska ESPN Superstation and join the Facebook, because coming up, we're going to give you a chance to be a winner. All you got to do is hit like, and you'll get updates from ESPN. You'll get daily updates on your Facebook, who's going to be on the Doug and Daddy show, prize offerings, what's going on in the world of sports around here. And if you're on Facebook, you'll get it, and check it out. Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, and hit the like, and you'll be up to date on things, and we'll give you a chance to be a winner coming up in just a little bit. I guess if you got to be inside during days like this watching baseball and golf and horse racing, you just as well be comfortable, and they're going to help you out at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They want you to have furniture right, and they want it to be in your home as soon as possible. If you see a chair on the floor in the store and it's just right for you, then Bruce Furniture wants you to be able to have it for the next game, the same day if you want it, or next day, or the next week, whenever's convenient for you. But the point is, you go in, you buy it today, you can have it today, and there is no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The price of the piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Check them out today. It's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Well, Doug, it's the second jewel of the Triple Crown, and we are pleased to be joined by the only one out of the 15 members of USA Today contacted to pick the Kentucky Derby. He was the only one to select Animal Kingdom. Joe Drape from the New York Times joins us right now. Joe, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for giving us a minute. How are you?
I'm great. You know, every now and then a blind squirrel catches an acorn, too. So, you know, that's my argument there, is that I was due. And in fact, earlier in the week, I wrote a column that basically said I had not picked a winner since Monarchos in 2001. And, I mean, some of my picks were just pathetic. But we had a little fun with it. And when I got down to doing my studying, I've got this horse, and I got a story in the paper today saying he may win the Triple Crown. He's going to win here Saturday.
Wow, Joe Drape, New York Times, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, here's the maybe the million-dollar question. I had a buddy, a listener of this show, and we'll throw it out to James in Grand Island, who told us that he liked, and he's a big-time handicapper, or at least he thinks he is, he liked Animal Kingdom. Well, he messed up and just didn't bet it on the nose. He put it in with all his tries and exactas and things like that. Did you at least make a little vacation money on the Derby?
You know, Animal Kingdom's been very kind to me. Very kind to me.
What is it about his, because the turf horse and getting a chance to run, what was it that sold you on the horse for the Derby, and what is it that has already sold you on this horse for Saturday?
You know, that's a good question. Going into the Derby, we had 20 horses, 19 horses, that none of them had set themselves apart. Nobody said, look, I'm the horse to beat. So, you know, I was looking for something long. I was kind of puzzling through it and saying, all right, who has promise? Who has potential? You came across Animal Kingdom. What I liked about him is he was incredibly bred to go the distance. He had won with some trouble the race before. The big question was, could he handle dirt? He was a turf horse. And, you know, he was 30-1 in the morning line. And I thought, okay, I'm going to stand with him. Now that you look at him as the Derby winner, you look back at his resume. First of all, the horse has run five times at five different tracks with five different riders. He's won three of them. His two losses were by a head and a length when he had terrible trouble. He got caught in traffic. You go back further in his pedigree. He's related to Invisor, who was the 2006 Horse of the Year, who won 11 of 12, including the Uruguayan Triple Crown, believe it or not, and was like another horse overlooked here. He's won from the front. He's won deep closing. He's won from stalking. So, you know, he's a really well-put-together horse. He's going to get Johnny Velasquez back. The first time ever he's going to have the same rider on him. And, between his attributes, which are many, and the fact that the rest of this crop I don't see anybody jumping up and beating him. Nobody got compromised in the Derby. Nobody, last year, looking at Lucky, got crushed out coming out of the one hole and came back here and was beat Super Saver and was clearly the better horse, went on to become three-year-old champion. I just don't see it this year.
Joe Drape joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, Nick Zito would argue that the pace was so slow that his horse dialed in, thinks with a faster pace he can get there. You would say what to Nick Zito?
I'd say, Nick, you gotta run the race that's dealt you. And the problem with deep closers is they need a fast pace, and then they got to clear through that field. They got to get through the field. In a Derby, it was 19 of them. This time, it's going to be 13 of them, and a lot can go wrong. And, his Florida Derby win, he did pass like eight or nine horses and went worst to first. But he came home in a really slow 39 for the last 3/8. And so, that tells me, and you look at the Florida horses, that he was beating the whole thing, sold that, finished up the track, he's gone. Florida just wasn't where it's at right now. He's a closer, but he's just not fast enough.
Shorter race, shortest of the three. Shackleford almost, at least for as long as I can remember, a horse that actually got out front and stayed out front down the home stretch. Can Shackleford win a shorter race, or what do you see about this horse?
I like that horse, and I liked him going into the Derby, and he's going to do what he's going to do, which is go to the front and play catch me if you can't. He's going to have a few more going with him. Flashpoint, who's a super fast colt, is in here at the Preakness. Midnight Interlude, the Baffert horse that won the Santa Anita Derby, they changed riders to Martin Garcia because they thought he got buried in the Derby and taken back by Victor Espinosa. So he says he's going to go. They are going to go faster than they did in the Derby. And Shackleford's going to lead the way. But again, I still see Animal Kingdom, Mucho Macho Man, Mr. Commons, that second pack of horses, the stalkers, the pressers, when they turn for home, those are the ones that are going to be moving.
Joe, what was it that you've wrote a variety of books, but several of them on horse racing. What was it that first attracted you to the sport?
It's you're in the perfect place for it. I'm a Kansas City native, and every spring and fall, my mom and dad would take a trip either to Hot Springs or Axer Bend up at Nebraska. And in Omaha. And, he taught me how to read the racing form. And over the years, I had no intention to write or fall in love with horse racing. But, over the years, I'd be on the road, and I'd like going to a racetrack. I like working the form. I like sitting there and having a beer. And, you can talk as much as you want or as little as you want. It seems like a mental exercise to me. It's kind of my golf course. And, as the years piled on, I'd been to about 120 tracks in about eight countries.
Wow.
And, there's a very democratic feel about it. Rich men are humbled. Poor men can jump up and become kings. You go in the morning to the racetrack. Everybody's available. You hear the hooves. You see the smoke coming out of the nostrils. It's just really sort of a pastoral, wonderful thing. And, when I got to the Times, the guy who had the job was getting ready to retire, and they knew I knew a little bit about it, and so I just sort of inherited it and have had a great time. I mean, come on, guys. What do you do during a horse race? I mean, you drink a few beers, you go talk to people, they run the race in 2 minutes, and you get 45 minutes to write about it. It's not exactly heavy lifting.
Daddy, that's your next career. I was going to say, outside of the 45 minutes of actual work, you had Tony to a T right there, Joe. Right on.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you're out at the track all day. How bad is that? I mean, you guys have been – I've been – you know, I've covered college football, too. I've been up in the big red press box, and, you know, that's great, but you're there for 3.5 hours, all right? And you're sitting there very quietly, no cheering in the press box, none of that. And then, you know, you got to go all the way down those steps to the locker room. You got to go talk to guys who don't want to talk to you. You got to trudge all the way back up and write your story. So, you know, there's nothing better than horse racing.
Joe, you've been 120 racetrack. What's your favorite one? You got one that, if you're a horse race fan, that you got to go see? What country is it in, and what's your favorite?
Well, my favorite is right in New York, Saratoga Springs. And if you are a horse fan, you go up there. It's a 36-day meet. It's a little town of 25,000 that swells to about 125,000 during the meet. It is the oldest racetrack. It goes back to 1863, and it's beautiful, and it's all about the horses. Everybody's there about the horses. Great town. You know, there's great parks, food, everything else for the non-horse player. It's just like the nice place to go. My favorite in the world is probably the one in Galway, which is in Ireland. And Galway has a week-long festival, and mostly they're jumpers, but it's sort of like having Saratoga on Bourbon Street. You know, it's a real party place. And I recommend anybody going out there.
Joe Drape of the New York Times joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking about horse racing. Of course, the Preakness Saturday, which you'll hear right here on ESPN. We've had Joe on in the past, author, writer of Our Boys, about the Smith Center Kansas football team. But before we run out of time here, Joe, back on the Preakness here, you've mentioned a lot of these horses. We talked a lot about the Derby. Always interesting to me to see who's the best horse in the Preakness that didn't run in the Derby. Your opinion on that?
I think it's this Mr. Commons. Mr. Commons was third in the Santa Anita Derby. It's the same people who had Zenyatta, John Sheriffs, and he's lightly raced, just what I like right now. I mean, he's run four times and two wins and two pretty good finishes. So I think he's going to jump up there. I think he's the class of it. But, you know, we all look to try to beat the Derby winner. But, you know, in the last 20 years, only Rachel Alexander and Red Bullet have been able to come here without running in the Derby and win. So, you know, if you're going to try to beat them, you probably ought to use the Derby horses. You mentioned Dial In. I'll tell you one I was over there this morning that just looks terrific is this Mucho Macho Man. He's a massive horse. And, you know, he doesn't look like he's run the Derby or the Louisiana Derby or the nine other races he's done. He's just a beautiful animal.
Joe, what's your next project? What book are you writing? Tell the folks.
You know, it's fun. I'm spending a year with Army football, and it's called Soldiers First, A Season Inside. I've been to spring camp. I'm going on their assignments with them in the summer. And basically, you know, Smith Center was a great experience. It was seminal. I loved it. It was one of the best things I ever did personally. I still have friends. I talked to Coach's wife last night. And this is in the same vein. Just like in Smith Center, it wasn't about winning. It was like getting better every day and doing the right thing. Up at Army, it's not about going to the NFL. It's becoming a second lieutenant in the world's greatest Army. And that's the way they approach things. And, you know, I'm really excited about it. It's a pleasure driving 50 minutes up there to the banks of the Hudson, and there's so much history up there, and that's what I'm up to right now.
Well, Joe, so just to put a wrap on this, and that's, I mean, just so many different things, football and racing and all the other things from the New York Times. So you're telling me that Animal Kingdom is your winner, put Mucho Macho Man in there, and you got a third to complete the try?
Yeah, and hey, I know I've been to Grand Island. I've been to Hastings. I know you guys want tries and supers. And you guys would know how to key and wheel them. The horses I'd use is Mucho Macho, Mr. Commons, Sway Away, and what's the other? Midnight Interlude.
I like the all button.
Well, you could be. And if I wouldn't have won this year, I would have been that guy who went and bought $2 tickets on all of them, and whoever crossed the line, I would have jumped up and said, I had them.
Joe, we appreciate you spending some time with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'd love to do it again real soon. Please come back to our show.
Well, absolutely, and if we get to the Belmont and he's 2 for 2, I'd love to talk to you all.
We will put you down as a guaranteed, Joe.
We may put you down whether he gets there or not.
We're going to find out what's going on. Joe, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the race Saturday.
See you guys. Thanks for having me.
From the New York Times, thanks, Joe Drape, for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
He so kicks ass. I really like that guy.
That was cool. That was
spend a year with the Army football team. And folks, if you've never read the
Wait a minute. And get paid.
Yeah, there you go.
We've got a copy of the book, Our Boys. If you go to our Facebook page and comment, hit the comment button, leave an address, we will get you the book. That's all you have to do. First, you have to be a fan of the page. You know how. If you don't know how Facebook works, then I can't explain it to you. But if you do know how Facebook works and you're on it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, hit the like button. We're going to send a copy of the book out. We might even send two copies of the book out. So make sure and click the button. And, folks, if you're watching the Preakness or you're watching Major League Baseball or the NBA or NHL playoffs, wait a minute. Great idea. Since I won lunch from you last night with the Heat defeating the Bulls, we can take care of two problems. Watch sports and you pay off lunch at Cunningham's. Cunningham's now with a full lunch menu. They're serving it all day long. And, of course, the coldest draft beer in town with more HD TVs than a TV store. So you can follow all your favorite sports teams at once. Enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the big-ass beer specials for only 2.5, along with All Wells for $1.50 and their large selection of small craft and micro brews. Or grab a bite to eat off that new food menu. Like to be outside? They've got you covered with the outside courtyard now open. Obviously, you don't want to sit there in the rain, but when it's nice, there's no place better. Whether it's a casual get-together with friends or a night out on the town, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Coming up, we'll talk a little softball and the big Bash softball event coming to Kearney this weekend with one of the long-haul bombers, Jeff Hall. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some showers and thunderstorms continue across the area for the day today, it'll be windy at times, a high of 62. For tonight, the showers and thunderstorms continue with a southeasterly breeze, low near 52 degrees.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Okay, sometimes music comes on, and you instantly think of something. You instantly think of something pops into your head. Anything with this song for
Starsky
you?
Starsky and Hutch.
Well, I don't know. Never seen the movie. Or if you just make it. For me, Kingpin.
Okay.
Kingpin.
That same era.
Pops in. It's good stuff. Kingpin, good stuff.
Very nice. Hit it again one more time for me, Mary. I want to get that feeling. Let's roll it.
Well, he deleted it already.
Oh, he deleted it already. Great.
You know, most of the time you watch Mike and Mike, they can just hit their screen. We're not that advanced.
They hit it and move it over.
Yeah, we're a one-hour show most of the time.
You know it's a 24-hour show?
Boom!
ThinkMidway.com. Midway! Open 24 hours a day. Dodge Rams up to $9,000 off, folks. $9,000 off. And receive four oil changes for $39.95 on vehicles 1995 and newer in Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. Call them today, 237-5904, and ask for the Doug and Daddy special.
Make you want to dance.
Makes you want to take $9,000 off a Dodge Ram, that is for sure. If you're looking for your next vehicle, you need to think Midway in Kearney. Folks, they've got it all, whether you're looking for Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles. The Knowledge Sales staff's waiting for you. Check them out. ThinkMidway.com today.
You know what? Sometimes people just, they're athletes at all levels, but specifically in the pros. You can look at them and just think what jerks they are. They get talked about individually more for being a tool than for doing something good. Let's give you good. KJ Choi, who I was rooting for Sunday. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't root for Vijay Singh. I like to see the American guys win. But KJ, and then you hear about he's just a good guy on tour, and he tries very hard. He didn't know English when he came over, but he wanted to learn so that he could speak about his game and respect the game that way. He won the Players on Sunday and is giving $200,000 of that prize check to help the victims of the tornadoes that ravaged southeastern part of United States. I know he's doing things overseas. He's not from here, but he's won money here. It's made his life. It's made his career. He's giving back, and I know they make over $1 million in this, but he's giving about a fifth of his paycheck.
Made 1.7.
After taxes.
1.7 is what he took
so home. So after taxes, that's about a fifth, I'd guess, if not more. $200,000 to the tornado victims in the southeastern part of the United States, specifically in that Alabama area. So KJ Choi says that while winning the Players was a defining point in his career, those affected by the tornadoes are going through a low point, and he wants the victims to know that their troubles are not being ignored. $1.71 million for his eighth career victory on the PGA Tour. Choi often gives a percentage of his earnings from a PGA Tour event to a local church in the area. This time he's giving his money to tornado victims through the KJ Choi Foundation, started at 4 years ago to help underprivileged children around the world.
Awesome.
So KJ Choi. See, good people. It's good people. Good people for KJ Choi. By the way, let's get back to this Chicago-Miami deal. I didn't think that Miami really did anything a lot different than the first game. They're right there in the same point total. It was close. It's just that they finished this time. Chicago didn't. Rose didn't have as good a game. I'm sure you can really break it down into the film room of a few changes that they made. I also don't believe that just because they're going to Miami that the Heat are going to win the next two. I think this is a close series, but Miami does win last night.
Well, I couldn't believe that the Bulls, 2 points the last 7 minutes? It was something.
How long were the Heat on 73?
Okay.
Well, they have 2 points the first 6 minutes of the fourth quarter.
They just, you know, for everything Chicago, the other night they were just all over the place, hitting everything. Everybody was. Much like Dallas has been at times with the 9 3-pointers. Yeah.
Well, Dallas and Oklahoma City tonight. Who you got game two?
I'm going to take Dallas again. They make their adjustments, but Dallas is a better basketball team right now.
Yeah, my gut says Dallas too. But the stats, you know, Dirk cannot do what he did last game. I think it'll be the same type of game, just a lot lower scoring. Not as many fouls. They'll do some different things. I don't think it'll be as high scoring. I think Dallas wins a very close game and maybe kind of yanks the heart out of the Thunder tonight. I think if they win tonight, this is a young Thunder team.
Yeah, and somebody else is going to have to step up because, let's face it, Dirk's going to be doubled. I mean, they're going to get people out on him. Even you can say that, yeah, they were right up in his mug and he was nailing shots. Well, they're going to have two people right in his mug, and they're not going to let him beat them single-handedly like he did the other night.
A couple of other things that we want to mention. Mel Kiper has put out his big board for 2012 for the first time.
Is our boy there?
Yeah, he doesn't have the teams or anything like that or where they might go, but he's got his top 25, and Andrew Luck, the Stanford quarterback, who a lot of people thought would have been number one this year, he's got number one. And, of course, remember last year at this time, it was Jake Locker. Kiper says, I released my big board for the 2011 draft about this time last year, and says that of the top 10 players listed, 8 did go in the opening round. So the percentage is what it is, and you got to figure in underclassmen and things like this. But he's got Andrew Luck, the quarterback of Stanford, number one. Quentin Copples, the defensive end from North Carolina, number two. Offensive tackle Matt Khalil of USC, third. Wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey of South Carolina, fourth. Wow. And then Matt Barkley, the young quarterback out of USC, fifth. So he's got two Trojans and two Stanford players in the top six because he's got Jonathan Martin of Stanford, 6'6 offensive tackle, going number six. Justin Blackmon is the first Big 12 player he has on his board. Wide receiver, obviously, out of Oklahoma State at number seven. And then right behind him, the first Big 10 player, Jarrell Worthy, defensive tackle out of Michigan State, is who he has. Now, Jared Crick, who in the past he had kind of around that number 30 spot if it was a draft, and even this year for a while he had him maybe going in the first round, had Crick out of Cozad elected to go. He's got him number 22. And he says, had a chance to be drafted within the top 40 picks this year, but opted to return to Lincoln. Calls him the J.J. Watt of this class. Should be a good fit as a 3-4 defensive end in the National Football League. And our buddy of the show, and somebody that I'm still not sure exactly what you're doing with, Gil Brandt from NFL.com, has his top 100 prospects for the draft. He has three Huskers in the top 100, and he has Jared Crick, number 13. Calling him, saying a fifth-year player, Crick has 19 sacks over the past two seasons, 31 tackles for loss. Talked about his win over Baylor, very good against the run, has him 13th, and has Alphonso Dennard, 14th of all college players, and then Levante David, 63rd. In his top 100.
Cool.
So a little football talk on the Doug and Daddy show today. When we come back, we're going to talk with a long haul bomber himself, Jeff Hall, after this. Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations, and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online as always at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn & Suites and ask for the $99 Roller Derby package today.
The 2011 high school sports season is winding down, and we've got you covered right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Friday and Saturday, we'll be live at Burke Stadium in Omaha for the Nebraska State High School track meet. Follow along with the area's best athletes as they try to bring home gold. We'll have updates twice an hour from 10 a.m. until the action is done both nights. It's the State High School track meet with updates all day, Friday and Saturday, right here on ESPN Radio.
As some showers and thunderstorms continue across the area for the day today, it'll be windy at times, a high of 62. For tonight, the showers and thunderstorms continue with a southeasterly breeze, low near 52 degrees.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is Thursday, and that means they're open late for you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week, but sometimes you just can't get out. Maybe you're on a different work schedule than the 8-5, 9-5, or 6, and they're there for you at Misco's as you're getting ready for summer. You want to spend some of that graduation cash, maybe get one of your favorite ball clubs, hats, jerseys, play a little softball or baseball this year. They've got the bags, they've got the gear, they've got the bats, the balls, the gloves, the hats, everything you need. Husker gear, Loper gear, Hastings, they'll talk to you about that. It doesn't matter. They've got what you want over at Misco Sports, open 7 days a week. And right now, check out their three different styles of Bison basketball units. Why is my kid getting better? It's summertime. When the weather's out, have them out shooting hoops. Take care of them at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, one thing that has to be brought up with Nebraska baseball, three games they have to win against Missouri. They can't have any of them rained out. They can't have Kansas and Kansas State losing games because it comes down to percentage, not wins and not the total number of wins. So not only does Nebraska have to win three, starting tonight at 6:35, they have to have no rainouts.
It's not possible. I mean, there's just so many things. I mean,
how many do they win this week?
One.
Assuming all three are played.
One. One looks like they do every other week in the Big 12. why would this week be different? I don't understand why all of a sudden we're going to make a stand.
Well, a big softball event going on this weekend. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks here on ESPN Radio, but now it's finally here, and hopefully the softballs aren't too soggy, Tony, for this weekend. Doug and Daddy Show.
Get that rain out of here.
Here on ESPN Radio. Looking forward to the Bass Bash softball event going on this weekend, and of course the highlight, Tony, is going to be the Home Run Derby.
Well, Jeff Hall, one of the people that does it best in the world. 530-foot home runs are not uncommon with Jeff Hall. Jeff joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, thanks so much for the time today, and welcome to Kearney.
Oh, man. Excited to come into Cornhusker State, man. Love it.
I tell you what, you got to start us off here. We can see some of these long bomb competitions on a variety of sports channels, Fox or ESPN, and it has come a long, long way. What got you, A, interested in this, and B, when did you get so darn good?
Well, you know, I'm one of the veterans in the sport. Been doing it at the super level for the last 19 years. So I've been one of the fortunate ones to be able to stay. And I guess when I say stay, I mean, you got to put, it's like baseball, you got to put up numbers every year. And if you do that, they're going to keep you around. And then the contracts started flying at me from different organizations, or I should say manufacturers, and from Easton, Worth, and Bass, and so on. And, you know, as you produce throughout the season, just like baseball, the long-haul Bombers started doing a tour. And, you know, they said, well, hey, we're going to take the best home run hitters in the country and put them in front of baseball fans and actual baseball players and see what they can do. And good Lord bless me. And here I am in my sixth or seventh year doing the long-haul Bombers. And this weekend I'll be flying from Nebraska straight to Miami and putting on an event before the Florida Marlins game on Sunday. So it's something I love to do. It's entertainment for the kids and, you know, and plus it's big entertainment for the baseball stars themselves.
Jeff, it's one thing, I think, to be in a batter's box and have Randy Johnson throw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball and somebody happens to catch it. You're hitting a near-stationary object over 500 feet. That is freakishly strange to me.
and you know what? You're not the only one. I mean, you know, one of my good buddies that plays baseball. Well, actually, I got a couple of them this weekend. Wesley Hams, who's been with Florida for years, years, and years. He's a Gastonia native. And he gets a kick out of it every time we come in. But one of my good buddies is Chipper Jones, and he'll sit right there at the plate and watch us hit. And they're all in awe because I just came back from Carlos Zambrano, the pitcher from the Cubs. I went out and flew out and done a big thing with him. He was my partner. And, you're not the only one. They get a kick out of it, too, because, you know, they'll hit them consistently, you know, 300, 350 feet, and we're hitting them, you know, consistently 450 feet, and they don't understand it. But, you know, I step back in their shoes and say, well, like you just said, I couldn't get up there at the plate and hit a 96-mile-an-hour baseball, but yet, you know, that 12-inch softball coming in there, I can do just about what I want to with it.
Jeff Hall, the long-haul Bombers, is going to be in town this weekend, showing off his skills with a variety of others, including Lawson White, a local native who's a Team USA pitcher. National Softball Hall of Fame members are going to be here. And, of course, the Qdoba Home Run Derby is Saturday night right after the alumni game, which begins at 6:30. I think there's still a lot of softball fans and a lot of people that like to play it, you know, casually and have fun during the week. So give me some numbers here. What kind of a core ball are you guys hitting? Does everybody use the same type of equipment these days, or is it like racing where you got to do your own tweaking?
Well, you know, composite has took over the industry and the bat market. You know, when I first started, it was aluminum. It was single-wall aluminum, and it was stiff as a board, and home run hitters was home run hitters. They've made the game now to where, you know, I'm 260 pounds, but they've made it to where the small guy, and I say small guys, I mean, you can get a 160-pound guy that's hitting it out pretty consistent now because of the technology. So, you know, the balls, they say, well, we're going to, you know, make you hit 44 core balls. I really don't care what core ball it is. I mean, balls are balls, but the bats is really what makes it. Yeah, I'm sure there's people that, you know, that might tweak their bat or whatever you want to call it, but I've never been one that has to do that, and like I said, I've been blessed over the years, and I love giving back, man. I love doing it for the kids. I'm 41 years old now, and I got two kids myself, and travel around with my son playing travel ball now on a baseball team, and I get enjoyment out of just, you know, signing autographs for the kids and making them smile and laugh, and that's what it's all about, is just trying to give back.
And when you say travel, you mean travel. You're telling us that you're playing all over the world right now.
Oh, yeah, sir. I was supposed to be in Jakarta, actually, again this week. And actually, I'm coming to Nebraska, of course, and then I leave from there and go to Miami, Florida this weekend. And then next week, I'll be in Michigan at the end of the week. So, yes, sir, we're hard and heavy into traveling about every weekend now.
Jeff, I had no idea until I started doing research about this event that there was such a thing as pro slow-pitch softball players. There's actually leagues. Lawson White's involved with one. They've got sponsors. They get paid to play on the weekend. When did that – have you been paid your whole 19-year career?
Yes, sir. Actually, I've probably been one of the – again, one of the fortunate ones that's put up some stout numbers throughout my career. I hold – many records at the softball level, first player to and only player to ever win the Triple Crown, and that's something that will probably, I say it'll probably never be broken, because that's a feat that I wasn't trying to do, but I did it back in 2004, And, you know, I've just been fortunate. But, yes, sir, I've made, and softball's been real, real good to me. It's let me, you know, do my activities as far as hunting and all season. You know, it's just been very rewarding for me over the 19-year career. Yes, sir.
Jeff Hall, the Long Haul Bombers. Last question for you, Jeff. We know that you guys are going to be up there hitting softballs out of Memorial Field in Kearney. You've got meet and greets. What other are there other fun things as far as an entertainment value during this whole weekend that you'll be showing? We hit left, we hit right, we hit with little bats, we hit with big bats. What are you going to be showing the kids and the fans?
I'll do whatever. I mean, I'm one that I'm old North Carolina country boy, so I do whatever it takes to be entertaining, and so we'll have some surprises, I'm sure, but we'll wait and see how it goes. I fly by the seat of my pants, so I hate to script anything, just like you're doing this interview. I wouldn't have wanted it scripted. I like to come on here and do interviews live just like we do on TV, and it makes it fun. You never know what's going to come out of somebody's mouth when they do that, but hey, I'm looking forward to it, and I guarantee you one thing, rain or shine, we'll put on a show for the crowd anyway.
And Jeff, what's the coolest place you ever hit, I mean, that you ever got a chance to play at or hit at?
I'm going to be honest with you, I've hit at just about every Major League Stadium you can hit in, and you can name one, and I've probably hit in all of them, except, of course, the new Yankee Stadium. But I have to go back and say that San Diego is probably my favorite stadium to hit in. And people ask me all the time, well, why San Diego? I can't answer that honestly. Only thing I can say is I love hitting there. I've had very good success. The crowd's always good there. So that's probably my favorite stadium to hit in is Petco Park in San Diego.
Jeff, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Day Show.
Jeff Hall. Oh, it's going to be a great time Saturday, all weekend long, and the Long Haul Bombers going on here in Kearney.
We'll talk more about that.
Austin White's going to join us tomorrow, Kearney native. He's going to be on the show. I'll be at Omaha, hopefully not drenched like a wet cat, because that's no fun. But we want to thank Jeff Hall for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also to Joe Drake from the New York Times, talking a lot of horse racing and previewing the Preakness. And to Vince Pelster, track coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, as the Blue Hawk boys trying to defend their state championship. Already Friday tomorrow, giveaways and a whole lot more. Congratulations to Bruce. He wins the copy of Our Boys, the book that we put up on our Facebook contest.
Hey, Merritt, what's our three words of the week?
Thunder, fame, and finish.
Use those three words at Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com for a big Dally's Deli sandwich coming your way. Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Lawson White, he was a pitcher in 2009 for Team USA. Kearney native, he's an Alliance boy, went to college here, and overall good guy. We're going to talk to him along with more. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.